as well transition straight from
that. Oh, yeah.
Start with
Do you have coffee left?
Do one of the stupid, even when they drink coffee on a fake TV show. Like, even when they drink fake coffee on a TV show.
I don't know.
You know, like, bad acting. They have, like, a cup and they're like...
Oh, yeah,
you can see the empty cup.
Yeah,
okay. Like, bro, yeah. Should put some water in there.
Huh?
Like that, exactly.
So after you've had, like, your third one, but let's get in water.
I've only had two today.
Hmm?
We're getting the waters out of frame? Mine looks cool, that's why I put it in a jar.
That's like when you wear a large t-shirt, when you should wear a medium, and you think it looks cool. Doesn't look that cool.
When should I wear a medium?
That wasn't...
Or was that directed to Jacob? Well, a medium on me would be ridiculous.
You should never drink... Or you should never drink a medium. You should never wear a medium. Coffee, what are we drinking today?
Timber Train.
Yeah, from the roaster.
I didn't realize that they branded it the Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you would say
it? Depot, yeah. Well, how would you say it?
I would say Depot, but I didn't know if like Americans are like, Depot. You know what you're like.
You know what your people are like.
Your people? What do you mean, your people?
Depot, yeah. But do you get it, right? Like train? Depot? That's where.
Didn't get that until now. Cool. It's a really cool space. Really cool space. Good drink. Really cool coffee. Very nice coffee.
It's a bit of a track.
Yeah, a little bit. But we got to see some cool sights in East Van, which is where Ige is living at the moment.
It's a neat little part over there.
It's cool. It's a neat little part over here. Like, I never really... The furthest I would kind of come was kind of like Maine
Canby.
And then downtown. Canby. Maybe Canby. Canby Whole Foods.
I was like that too, though, man. I wouldn't...
But when you live in Kits, it's like easy just to get stuck in there. Apart from when... I feel like Maine you go to because there's like so many cool spots.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
Over here, there's so many cool spots. So many cool places, so many cool brands. Even just like... I mean, we're in the habit of walking past any space and being like, that would be a cool gym.
Yeah. That's one of Aaron's, like, ongoing pet peeves with me.
Man, that place
She'll
is
be
so
like,
sick.
I know what you're going to say.
There is a lot of cool industrial spots around this area.
It would be a cool gym. The unfortunate part is that you can't, like, put a gym in most of those places. It's just way too hard.
What, in terms of like the legalities or
The logistics of actually getting the
and also the size of them?
Oh yeah, some of them are huge.
Yeah like you would need a good few million to outfit some of these places.
Yeah, which is interesting because like when we first started I was under the misconception of like bigger is going to be better, and that's like that's even when we moved into the space we're in now. Like, we want as much square footage as possible. But the reality is you don't need all that square footage, and also too, it's super hard to just fill all that.
Yeah,
right?
It's also super hard to find it in a location. Yeah. Like, one, in a location that's going to be, like, easy for people to access, and two, in within a reasonable price bracket per month.
For sure, man.
But I think that's, like, how it's changed across the board. Yeah. I mean, for people that are keeping up with the trend, changing trend.
I think Vancouver's seen this kind of like flow of gyms where it was like they started, most of the gyms were quite small, and then there were a couple gyms that got really big. Like they just got in bigger space. Like even 604 started it with 2,400 square feet, their first location, which is like almost a third of
what we've got on.
Yeah. Yeah, there's 6,000 square feet, right? So a third to half the size. And then they just packed it out, and then they ended up moving. Their floor fell through.
Wow.
Like there were holes in their floor.
Jeez, oh. Yeah. Where was that? Was that up by...
where the Body Energy is.
Yeah, where that spin studio is now.
Yes, it is.
What's it called?
It is...
doesn't look like a spin studio.
Cycle
That's sanctuary. It, yeah. I thought that was like a... housing a home not
decor
housing,
store
like a
yeah,
decor
yeah,
store
yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair
but
it is interesting. There'd be a huge like front like lobby area. It's cool. It's
I didn't
nice.
Realize there was a studio in
I've never
back.
Been there. Aaron's been there.
Yeah, I've had a couple members that have been there for spin.
Yeah,
but yeah, I feel like even when I mean before I was in CrossFit gyms, I was in like regular gyms, and that was always bigger is better.
Oh yeah,
like you would
for sure.
You would join a gym because it was the biggest and it had the most equipment. It's a different business model, obviously, but like even when I first started going to CrossFit gyms, I was like, I mean, you see, you when you first start, you watch all like the Mayhem videos like the old school CrossFit videos, and the gyms are huge.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, but it's like air hangers in the States.
Yeah.
But I think as people want them more accessible in like cities and things like that, you're just not going to find that space.
Yeah, I went to one in Texas that was like that. It was originally an airplane hangar, and then it was a church, and then, and then it turned into a CrossFit gym. Only like in the US would you find something
obscure.
It's like, what was this? Well, at one point it was a home garden center turned into a Wendy's and then a gym. Well, so yeah,
all gyms turned into a building site.
Yeah, at the moment, right? Just kind of getting everything ready for when we reopen.
Yeah, you know, it's still got a few things on the DIY list.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting there though.
It's looking sweet.
Yeah. I've you know, like I think we're looking at, we kind of talked before, but like June is kind of what we're looking at for reopening, and everything seems to be
moving in that direction.
Yeah, and in line with that. Like we're fortunate in that our space is large enough that we can host like a normal size class, right? Yeah. Like, you know, I've
there's not going to be any Saturday morning vibe classes going on. Not for a whole minute.
Yeah, not for whenever phase three is. But,
yeah,
you know, like I think right now, I think like you need a minimum of 144 square feet per person.
Yeah.
And like we could, in our space in total, like we could accommodate probably about 13, 14 in total.
Yeah.
Including
coach.
Yeah, including coach. But I think, you know, we'll start it in class sizes of 10.
Yeah.
And I think like that'll the big thing is if we go back and you don't have that feeling of like a semi-populated class, it's not going to be as fun as it used to be.
Yeah.
At least I don't think it will be.
Yeah.
I think it has to have some kind of semblance of what was a busier class.
Yeah.
And so we have the space to do that. Again, like we can put 10 people in our space according to social distancing
guidelines.
And so I think the way that will look is like, and we've talked a bit about this, but it'll be kind of be set up almost like how we did it in the open when we had to put lines on the floor. Like those will act as our lanes, and a lane will run east-west inside the gym, right? So like from wall ball, target wall to the rig will be a lane, right? And the lanes will be numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the way up to 10. Inside your lane, you'll have a piece of cardio equipment, so rower or bike. You'll have a box, you'll have a barbell, you'll have all the weight you need, all the equipment you need for the day will already be set up for you with like the ability to modify up or down, right? Like if you need more weight, less weight, if you need a modification to be done with a different piece of equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is no matter how we set it up, like the coach is still going to be interacting with you. So like, if you're like, I can't move barbell, then okay, cool. You can move these dumbbells. The coach will just grab them for you.
Yeah. Right?
And I think within the actual class format, that will almost limit you completely from having any contact with anyone, really, right?
Yeah.
Besides like visual contact. And so like every lane will also have an adjacent pull-up bar. Opposite side would be a wall ball target.
Yeah.
And I think like we can move up to 10. Like there's additional protocols, right? Like we've discussed people will have to use Wattify now to sign in.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna, we've always had the luxury and people have always been able to be like, I'll just turn up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm free. I didn't expect to be free. I'm just going to turn up.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's not going to work.
No. I mean, we started to implement it more kind of into end of last summer. That we were trying to be able to sign in more just so we had a good gauge on making sure we had enough space.
But
it's going to be a necessity to, if you turn up and there's already 10 people that have booked in and you're like, oh, can I jump in? Like, it's a straight no.
Go home
and book into a class. There's not going to be just sneak in.
Go get a coffee and come back.
You've got to wait until the next class. But even then, I think we're going to, we're still hashing the details out on this, and there's going to be, we'll have a page on the website. We'll send out an email blast, which is going to have all the details there for people to have down in writing. And a few of these things might change as we go forward and we get more and more information or see how other people are opening up. But yeah, it's going to, we're going to have to be like pretty strict on these kind of things. And it'll be weird because everybody's used to coming in and hanging out at the front, having a coffee, and like in a perfect world, obviously we would love to be able to snap our fingers, everything go back to normal. And we have a Saturday morning where you've got 30 people crammed into a spot as like a reopening thing, but it's just not going to be the case for a little while.
And interestingly, like the plan that we have laid out for this, like we literally devised March 28th, right? Yeah. Like the week we shut down, we're like, okay, when we reopen April 1st, this is what we're gonna do.
I know, April 1st.
And because we were so like, optimistic. Oh, we can control this, right? Yeah. And so it hasn't changed much, you know, like really some of the only changes that we've made is like additionally to this is like, we'll only allow people to enter into the gym through the front.
Yeah.
They'll exit through the back.
Yeah.
Like people won't be allowed to shower.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right? We'll try to minimize use of the washroom.
Minimize use of storing things and come and grab your shoes and all that kind of stuff, because it's not unlike you might be infected, so we want your stuff out here. Yeah. It's more just like the less we can have people hanging around and having to grab stuff and putting stuff away. Limiting liability, exactly that. The less we have to clean, the less chance there is that there's going to be more movement and more close contact. And, I mean, again, if it was up to us, we'd all be high-fiving and hugging. But
right. And, you know, class structure is going to change a little bit. Like, the classes will probably only be 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that'll give us a 15-minute buffer before the next class comes in to get things wiped down, put away.
Yeah.
Like, we'll probably have face masks available, but I don't even know because of like the efficacy of face masks, and then like we were just reading on the Vancouver Coastal Health site about like that not really even being like a needed option.
I think there's for healthcare workers and people on the front line, protective gear is absolutely essential.
Yeah, yeah.
For people that are going to be, number one, working out and sweating and readjusting match, it involves a whole lot of touching your face, probably unnecessarily.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And two, if anything, like it's not stopping. I mean, I'm not a scientist by any means, but just for going off what I've seen from Vancouver Coastal Health and other people that are in the space, it isn't stopping you getting particles from other people. More to, if you were to have a cough, which number one, if you've got a cough, don't come into the gym.
Yeah. It'll be stopping that. That is the number one thing. If you feel remotely ill, do not bring your ass to the gym.
And I'm talking, you might have had...
Yeah, like a little...
yeah. Or you might wake up with a little bit of a... not feeling a bit tight and having a sore head, just for like... to be on, this is going to be a time of erring on the side of caution over the top, because that's exactly what we don't want. But I mean, everybody I think is going to be safe and cautious about that.
They're going to use common sense.
And
we'll have a person at the front desk pretty much full time to address any questions. The sign-in process, when you get there, if you don't do it on your mobile device, like whoever's up front will sign you in.
Yeah.
And then when you come in, you basically will get told where to go.
Yeah.
Because each lane will be numbered, more or less. And like, you kind of have to stick to your lane. Like, again, it's very, very different from what we've done in the past, but like, it will probably start to be the way we do things, you know, into classes the size of 15 and the class of 20.
Yeah.
We're quite dialed into what our capacity is. Like we know what we can and cannot handle. And, you know, like we'll, to accommodate all the members, we'll probably increase the amount of classes. Because the one thing that's not going to change is that not everybody's going to go back to work right away.
Yeah.
And even companies that are operating, you know, at normal capacity, they may be opting now for remote, like, work days anyway.
Did you see that Twitter has said that nobody has to come back to work? Yeah. Like, they'll be working, but they can all work remotely if they want to.
I saw that.
Which is pretty cool.
Aaron was telling me about that. So, you know, with that, like, it may open up some class times that weren't even a thought before. But, like, I think the initial plan is to do 6, 7, 8, maybe the 9, do a noon, and then probably something like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
And that will allow us to service about 100 people a day, which is probably right where we need to be just based on the average of people who work out on a weekly basis. That will allow us, again, we're in a unique situation that a schedule like that allows us to service all the members if we want to, right? Because normally we'd have a day where it'd be like 20 in a class.
Yeah.
10 in a class.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 in a, you know what I mean? So, like, it's all spread out. You may not get the exact workout time you want, but you will 100% get to work out.
Have an opportunity.
Yeah. And if you don't want to come into the gym, then that's fine. Like, nothing's going to change on the digital end of things. We're just going to keep that rolling. But we will have probably a week before we reopen our plan is to do, like, a kind of pseudo post-COVID open house kind of thing where it will allow members to come by, ask questions. It will allow members to drop off their equipment.
Yeah.
And then also allow members to see, like, some of the minor changes we've made at the gym.
Yeah.
Because the last thing, like, we have changed a few things around at the gym. We've added some neat things, right? Like the sun deck and change around the front space to accommodate like storage of things much better. And even some of the gym storage, and there's more rings up now, and things just they work more efficiently. The last thing we want is, like, we want you guys to be able to enjoy that, but we don't want you to come in and forget about class and just be like, oh, look at all this new shiny shit. Right? It's like which happens with us because we change things like often
a lot. But yeah, and that's not going to be a pack 50
no,
people.
No, that's not a gathering thing. That's like a come by, here for a couple minutes.
Yeah,
have
drop
a
your equipment off. Yeah. We're going to be doing some coffees and some stuff that you can take away, all following the guidelines about service and things like that. Yeah. But and it'll also be an opportunity to grab some of the merch as well.
For sure.
Last week. So,
for sure.
It's going to be good to see people in person again.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and I think we can even, like, you know, we're just, I'd like to say blessed with the, space that we have. I'd like to say maybe that, like, we're incredibly intelligent in choosing the space. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're fortunate that we have the size gym that we do. Because, like, for us, reopening isn't crazy. You know, like, I was telling Roy, I was, like, frantically, like, looking through just like the protocols, because I saw something that stated that, like, this gym near us wasn't going to be able to open until, like, the end of summer, and I was like, what the hell? And it was just basically that, like, Fraser like businesses that are governed by Fraser, it's Fraser Health Department, not Vancouver Coastal Health, were actually made to shut down, and that order is in place till, like, the end of May, and maybe renewed,
maybe
for longer, extended. But for us, like, again, we have the space to do it. You know, like, if you were at another gym, some of the gyms are going to be,
you have to wait a little bit longer.
Well, like, could you imagine going to, I don't know, like an Orange Theory or something, and it's like,
well, they're like, Treble.
Yeah, right now.
You'd have to.
It'd be like every other. But I don't know if I told you, I saw, like, a spin class that they basically, like, just staggered the spin bikes. But they were so far, like, you could imagine, right? 144 square feet. If you've ever been to a spin class, you know you're right next to somebody.
Right next
it's a yoga the same way. Could you imagine being in a yoga studio?
No, you'd have to. In an average studio, you could only probably fit 4 people in there, where you could usually fit, like, 25.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like, our limiting factor for how many people we can get in a class is a barbell.
Is a barbell, 100%.
Like, if we didn't use barbells, which, like, we've talked about, like, you theoretically we could have 40 people in a class.
No doubt, man.
Like, if we were like, if we had, there's your dumbbell, and I'm talking no pull-ups, anything like that, you would literally have to be like, you could do an efficient dumbbell workout and with burpees, and it could like, you could easily program something that is going to have people laying on the floor. And you could probably pack 40 people into that class if you were just using that. But I mean, as a CrossFit gym, or the methodology that we follow, like, barbells are a useful tool for a lot of movements.
Doesn't provide any limiting factors for what we can do.
That's
the big thing with it. Like, it opens the door for so many possibilities. Like, the barbell allows us to overload certain movement patterns, but like, there's certain things you're not going to see right away. Like, it would be negligent of us to be like, all right, come in, we're going to hit it hard, pick up right where we left off. Like, we're going to ease back into things. We're going to spend, you know, more time under tension with lighter loads to prepare your body for the next stage.
The one thing that, I mean, and like, I feel like if I've been deprived of a barbell or any movements, then I would be in this category as well. And I'm lucky that I had the space to have a barbell that we could practice with. But the one thing you don't want to do is come in and go, I've not done pull-ups for 2 months. And I've not, I used to be able to squat clean 225.
Mm-hmm.
I've not done that in 2 months. Let me just see where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because you will mess your shit up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and we don't want people to be coming into class and feeling like, oh, this was an easy class. Yeah. But we don't want you to come in for your first 2 or 3 days and then go, fuck, I can't walk for a week.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, it's not doing yourself any good. You're probably going to feel like you did when you first started CrossFit.
Yeah.
Where you go, these are muscles I'm not used in a while. There's going to be things that you've been doing tons. I mean, push-ups, mountain climbers, air squats.
Yeah.
that stuff. And burpees.
That's okay, right? Like, it's okay to... That's a good opportunity for us to, like, we've probably seen this going around quite a lot lately, because it's like, oh, now you have the opportunity to work on imbalances or weaknesses, things that you didn't or don't want to do when you're in the gym. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But, like, unless somebody's making you do it, you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah.
So now it's our opportunity for you to be like, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And like
you said, that's going to be a fair amount of technique work. I mean, like, in terms of strength portions, it's probably going to be a while until we're like, oh, we're doing a 5x3 back squat.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. It's just gonna mess people up. It's probably gonna be more about squat mechanics. If we're looking at maybe some Olympic lifting technique work.
Yeah, for sure.
In instead of today we're gonna build up to a heavy 3 snatch, it's gonna be today we're drilling in the snatch position because you've not done it in 2.5 months.
Yeah. And you're probably not gonna be good at it from the start.
Yeah. So I think, like, it's gonna be slightly different, and we're gonna be obviously over, like, dialing in that programming to make sure that it's accessible, that it's not going to mess people up, but also that you can come at it with your, like, chosen level of intensity.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, when you come back, and this is going to be hard, but when you come back, you're never going to, at least for the first month, you won't be in competition with anybody else in the room.
Yeah.
You're just going to be in competition with yourself. Yeah. Whether you were or weren't that person before, like, you just got to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it provides a great opportunity. I think we're fortunate in that, a couple of things, right? I think we're fortunate, first and foremost, that, like, we've had enough support from our members to be able to make it through. I mean, knock on whatever, we're not quite there yet, but
yeah,
and we still have a long way to go. Like, we won't, the reality is you won't know if you've really made it through this for another 6 months, right?
Yeah.
But we've made, we'll hopefully make it through. The second thing is that going into this, we were already relatively suited to weather this and then be able to weather the actual COVID storm, but then also kind of reopen appropriately.
Yeah.
And again, I can't, like, I think it's an interesting time, like, business-wise, because I think a lot of the services that people were paying for before are going to change. I'm not saying us, but I'm saying some of the other services that were, like, I mean, everybody loved, you know, the Semper Viva cheap yoga membership. And yeah. It's like, okay, well, like, those economics don't work anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
hopefully it'll raise the bar for fitness in general, like, yeah, in our city. Like, you can't, you know, you can't have just a fitness studio where it's like, oh, I'm going to see 40 people in an hour. I'm not going to build any relationship with them. I'm not, like, they're in, out. It's, you know, 45 minutes, like, whatever, for $100 a month. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right? You're just not going to be able to do that. And I think, like, it's just going to raise the bar, hopefully, again, hopefully, you know, for everybody. Which, you know, not to sound, and again, like, I think our members are fortunate as well to be a part of our community, because, like, coming out of this, there's going to be a bunch of people who want to work out. And, like, the reality is, if you were on board with us before this thing happened, like, you've got an in, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're only going to be able to serve so many people.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's rapid growth when we reopen. And yeah, it's like, for people who, you know, want to do it now, it's going to be like, okay, cool, well, that's probably going to be a wait list.
Yeah.
Because that, or we just add kind of obscure times, which, you know.
Yeah. No, no, it's going to be interesting, because obviously, like, our members are going to be the priority.
Yeah.
Like, we, if somebody comes in and goes, oh man, I'm so excited, like, I've been doing stuff at home and I saw you guys are posting all these videos and I really want to try your gym. And it's like, cool, we can only have 10 people in an hour, and we've got paying members that have been waiting for us to reopen.
We'd love to give you that free week.
Yeah.
But
see you in 2 months.
Yeah, there's no room in classes right now.
Yeah. So,
which, you know what, like, when this thing first hit, like, we jokingly were like, ah, oh, fuck, we'll run class every hour on the hour till, like, all day. So,
yeah,
you know, who knows how that could evolve. Like, there's no reason why it couldn't, and this sounds crazy, but, like, there's no reason maybe why it doesn't turn into, you know, 12 people an hour, every hour on the hour, starting at 6, running to 8, you know? Like, it's...
If there's enough people to service.
Yeah, if there's a demand for it, for sure. You know, but that would be crazy.
Yeah, but it's been like, I mean, we talked about this briefly on another podcast recently since we shot as well. It's been like, I think, a great kind of time for us to really develop, like, what our offering has been throughout this, and it's only going to add another string to our bow when we reopen, because we're going to continue on with that digital some sort of digital offering.
Yeah. Which for our members will just be a service
added. Like, if, like, you can't make it in, or you're away on vacation,
I know.
Jump on an on-demand workout.
For sure.
And you're doing it with the same people that you're used to getting coached by on a regular basis. Yeah.
You're, like, literally not even missing a beat.
Yeah. So I think that, like, that's going to be, like you say, a great service added, but also going forward, like, even just the changes that we've made in the gym physically, in terms of looking at operational capacity, looking at the flow of the gym, and just making it look nice, like, it's been a great opportunity to do that. And I think as we come out of this, like, we've got some exciting things coming.
For sure,
exciting things.
It's given us a chance
in the works.
Look at our brand and how the evolution, basically, like, the evolution of CrossFit and Civilized into what, dun dun dun, you know,
what is ahead.
Well, yeah, what is ahead. So yeah, more to come on that, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, we're chomping at the bit, you know. But most importantly, we have to make sure that, like, we do what is most appropriate for our members.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think a lot of our members would be like, let's just open this thing up and let's get after it. And it's like, you know, like, there's just a lot we have to think about before we just release, you know, release
open the open the floodgates. Release the hounds.
They're just, there's a lot more protocols now that'll be in place.
But we, as I said at the start, like, we are going to put this all on a web page and on an email for you guys to have down in writing. And next week, we're probably going to release an exact date of when we will be looking to open the doors, as well as that day that's going to be accessible for people to come in and drop off equipment and grab a coffee and have a look at the changes that we've made, and the protocols that are going to be in place for that as well. So we're not going to have a bunch of people in the space, but
we'll set that up and modify to reserve times. And just know that, like, if you are someone who's like, I'm not going to come back to the gym when we reopen initially, right? Like, you plan on coming back, you just want to continue to do the digital thing with whatever equipment you have, like, you'll still have access to that, but, like, we will need you to bring the equipment back.
Yeah.
Because we need to do inventory and see what we have. And then we'll make a, there'll be equipment available
after
then
that
to loan back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the breakdown of how it's all going to go, hopefully.
The magic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and barring knock on wood, barring anything terrible, like, it, you know, we're moving in the correct direction. Everything seems to be flowing well. It's a, I can't foresee any hiccups or issues with any of that. Right. So, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction. We just, you know, we keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, we'll first be back to what is the new normal, and then
in 6 months time, hopefully we'll be like
normal, right?
Remember when that crazy thing happened?
Yeah, so
hopefully
until next week, I suppose.
Yeah.